This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Our question, what happened to you down below? Here come those emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Few from our question, guys. I got my bees caught in a lawn chair. That from Josh. I once had kidney stones and had to be broken apart surgically. The doctor goes up in there with a tiny camera and an instrument that essentially sandblasts him into pieces. While he's up there, he inserts a stent between the kidneys and the bladder to help the little pieces pass. After the pieces pass, I have to go back into the doctor's office to have the stent removed. Mind you, the surgery was no big deal because I'm completely under, but having that stent removed was done in his office with just a local. I tell you what. Your manliness goes out the window when your feet are in the stirrups and the doctor is probing the inside of your junk with forceps to grab a drinking straw.
God.
Not cool. Rock on, guys. That from Jay. Guys, when I was in boot camp with the Marine Corps in 2014, we would stand in line for our nightly body inspections. You'd be there in your underwear. One night, a few guys in the platoon with me decided we would whip out the old thing there and rub everything with Vicks VapoRub all over each other. And wait for the drill instructors to inspect us, all while trying to keep bearing and answering their questions. While your bees felt like they were on fire, we got through it. Love the show. First time riding in. That's from Alan. Guys, for my 20th birthday, I decided to treat myself to a Brazilian wax at a day spa. I knew what to expect, but did not think ahead about the what if. The employee was new to waxing down there, and she was a little nervous. I didn't think anything of it, because it was my first time, too. As she worked closer to my tender places, she got visibly more nervous. I thought to ask if she was okay, but decided not to make it more awkward until she yanked in some skin from very close to my magic area, went with the wax. At that point, I decided to make it very awkward and started scolding her. If you can't do this, why are you touching me? Her boss heard me yelling and came to the rescue. I got my money back, plus a gift certificate for a full hour massage. Never went back there for the wax service. The back massage was outstanding. Yes, I still maintain the Brazilian to this day. Never had that experience again. Thank God. Drink enough and drink often. That from the lovely Diane. All the Bacholas drive a truck and recycle used tires for a living. Sometimes those tires have wire sticking out of them. And one day I got a long wire that went right into my D.
Ooh.
Not only did it get cricked by that wire, the wire stuck. I had to get a tetanus shot as well as penicillin, and I couldn't use my junk for anything fun for about a month. That from the creepy neighborhood Ginger. Guys, it's one of my oldest known friends, Eric's 20th birthday today. He knows and tunes into the show, so could you get a... Your penis is too small, and the dirty German's describing what's going to happen to him during this weekend. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it is your birthday weekend. I imagine there'll be plenty to eat, including the roast beef sandwich. And when I show up, I will add a skin pickle.
Yeah. So funny thing is this weekend you'll probably have a Frankfurter. The problem is you didn't know that Frank and his last name is Furter.
Yeah, he is gentle.
Yeah. You will ingest this hot dog.
And no matter what, he will force you to cuddle.
Yes, remember, you have to tell Frank you love him.
Yeah. Bitch's birthday shout out to my cousin Brandon. He's a huge Arizona Diamondbacks fan, so can Coach Ted tell him why the Dodgers are going to win it all this year? And maybe your penis is too small. Thanks, guys. That from Cam, the Wings fan.
The penis is too small!
I think it's pretty simple. The Dodgers are going to win for one simple reason.
The Astros can't cheat anymore. They would already had a title already. Also, the Diamondbacks, what are you guys doing? You're switching colors? You're playing in the desert? Get real. It's all about Dodgerland now.
Disclaimer for the Ted Smith. Not actually a Dodger fan, so you can back off, some of you. Looking at you, Giants fans.
You're just going to the game.
Right, if I go to the game, I wear a Dodgers hat. If I go to a Giants game, I wear a Giants hat.
Right, you got them both.
Right.
You've been to AT&T Park more than you've been to Dodger Stadium ever.
Right, I've never been to Dodger Stadium. But somebody was like, screw Ted, he's a Dodgers fan. I was like, hey, now easy now.
Guys, please give a birthday shout-out to my kick-ass husband, Wes. Please, and thank you that from Jillian. Give Wes a your penis is too small, if you could, there, Mike.
Oh, you know what? Wes is a good dude and has a job, but has been known to be a bartender at festivals.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Wes. One time at a festival, I actually went to bed at a normal time, 10 p.m., because I was doing stage announcements during the day.
And you got him drunk.
Oh, pounding IPA.
We love your show and listen daily, guys. I want to wish my amazing wife, Erin, also referred to as Lola, an amazing happy birthday. She's more than I could ever hope for. Could you please get her a your penis is too small and an Allen Thicke on this day of celebration from her loving husband, Frizzans.
Frizzans?
Frizzans? How would you say that? Frizzans?
France?
Frizzans?
Frizzans. Good advice. Mm-hmm.
To me, that sounds like something you say when something's really good. Frizzans! That was delicious.
Or it's like shocking. Frizzam!
Today is my beautiful wife, Shauna, pronounced Rashauna's birthday. She would like a little kid fish sandwich followed by an Andrew penis.
Andrew penis?
Oh, Andrew penis.
My name is Andrew.
Followed by Andrew's penis. And the dirty German's talking about being pregnant. Thanks, you guys, Rock, from her loving husband, Kyle.
Fish sandwich!
Andrew penis.
Yeah, you are pregnant now, so you know how to do the good stuff.
Yeah, I just keep thinking of us as a couple. Was it Shauna and Kyle? Yeah. So I wonder if that baby comes out of the womb just drinking Monster Energy.
Yeah, will you tell your son that you, deep down, you really want an Andrew penis?
No Chardonnay?
Sorry. I just picture this couple, and I see them at some festival just pounding these energy drinks. Yeah, so you know what? I will have a Jager bomb.
Guys, my name is Catherine Pence, and I'd like to request a birthday shout-out for my boyfriend. His name is Chase, and he lives in Anacortes, Washington. He is turning 28 years old today, so could we get a your penis is too small, if we could, for Chase. That from the lovely Catherine.
You been over there, Miles?
To Anacortes? Yeah.
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 Taking quite
a ferry
lovely.
Before.
Quite
yeah, it's
lovely.
Very nice.
Have you took a ferry?
No, I was leaving from the ferry.
There's a couple good bars over there.
Yeah, not bad at all. That's where your favorite muffin place is, right?
Oh, yeah, the store's over there.
Yeah. Right. Remember so I told you, past your muffin place, right by the ice cream place right there.
Yeah, I've been known to have a pint over at the Rockfish.
I like to say that to the ladies. You know, just past your muffin place.
Those are the best, seriously, the best muffins you'll ever have.
Here's an interesting one from Dwight. Read along and follow along if you can. Happy 36th birthday, Grimace. Sorry about your NWSLOL rain loss. There's always next year. Can I get a fish sandwich and turtle sex or the dirty Germans talking about what is going to happen to you tonight after the wine tasting in Woodinville? Your cat from Detroit. Go Detroit Lions Super Bowl 2021. If anybody can decipher that, good for you.
So he's obviously the guy's a rain fan, women's professional soccer.
Sure,
they
right.
didn't win the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
He's consoling them.
But he's a Lions fan.
He's a Lions fan.
Yeah, the joke's on him.
A filet of fish sandwich.
So, you know, even in Germany, it's not Thanksgiving until you see the Giants lose. Or the Lions.
Oh, now it's right back into the hole you stepped in. Oh, boy. Guys, I want to say a happy 39th birthday to the love of my life, Nate. Can I get a ladies' man fish sandwich? And the dirty Germans talking about how sexy mullets are. Thanks a million. It'll make his day. Keep on rocking, bitches. That from Tina.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Tina.
Yeah, when I'm behind you, I'm going to hold on to the back of your mullet like horse reins until I jack you, Nate.
See, if these mullets weren't popular or sexy, most of us wouldn't be here. We were all born in the 80s.
Yeah, see you, Nater.
Yeah, that sounds like another power couple.
Nate and Tina?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a mullet attracts a woman named Tina.
Yeah, that baby's going to be born drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah. Says the baby's coming out of the womb wearing jorts.
Does the dragon tattoo on your breast still look like it? Yeah, if you need a Paul Mall, she has it rolled up on her shirt sleeve. She is Tina.
Yeah. I wonder if he combs that mullet with just one black comb.
How many times has she hit you with a cast iron frying pan?
Damn.
Yeah. So I bet he's the one that has the fireworks. Yeah.
Is her tramp stamp still black ink or is it going green now?
But y'all, today's my brother Dan's 46th trip around the sun. He sings in our Tom Petty Johnny Cash tribute band. Could you give him an OG face sandwich, some wedding puke, and the dirty Germans talking about whatever they like? Stay healthy, guys. That from Jay.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
And it.
Yeah, Johnny Cash and Tom Petty. I like where your head is at. You're like where mine is later.
See how one performed in jail. One had a video where he hooked up with dead girl. Sexy but dark.
Yeah. Dark and sexy, that is what they call me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Click on my website now. Dark and sexy.
Will his friend be there, French Vanilla?
Alright guys, here we go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Couple extra emails here. Subject is the Men's Room Radio Network. It says, guys, what the hell? Did the whole damn Men's Room Radio Network crash or what? No, they canceled it. They canceled it. They thought it sucked, so they got rid of it. True story, unbelievable. Ola, I listen to your show on the podcast. I'm always a day behind there on radio.com. My unbelievable story, it happened on my first ski time when I was snow skiing. First and the only time I snow skied. I got brave and went down a big hill. Not the black ski path, but I was going down the hill and was going too fast. I tried to slow down, and the next thing I knew, I was doing a cartwheel down the side of the hill on skis. I finally came to a stop after I fell, and I looked up to see a kid. About 10 years old, do a sideways stop on his skis, then look down on me and say, gee, mister, that was cool. Can you do that again? First and only time in my life I've done a cartwheel and skied. Thanks for doing your show through the crazy world we live in now. That from Steve, who listens to us still in Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Radio.com
app. See, he didn't think we were all that bad down there.
He had to. I'm guessing he went to Colorado because Kansas is as flat can be.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we got here. As far as who was driving and what was in the road. Aloha, Bicholas. In the mid-80s, I was 12 years old, and we lived in the Middle East. My old man worked for the United Nations. We were traveling on a coastal road in a UN-marked estate car, a station wagon. My dad was behind the wheel while my mom, younger sister, and I were all riding in the car. As we started driving up a steep hill, which had been cut into the terrain, we rounded a bend and right into the path of a Churchill tank, belonging to an occupation army, which was driving in the opposite direction. Now, this particular road is barely wide enough for two normal-sized vehicles to pass each other in some spots, and with the cliff face on one side and the road and the drop-off to the Mediterranean Sea on the other, there is no room to maneuver. So my dad does the sensible thing and reverses back down the hill to a point that there is sufficient space for both vehicles to pass each other. Tank crew drove right up to our bumper, waving us to back up further. Again, my dad reversed further, back another 300 or so yards, and pulled right off the road. The tank again pulled right up in front of our car and stopped, the crew again signaling us to reverse further. Now, at this point, there's sufficient room for several tanks to pass each other, but the crew were determined to make us reverse off the hill altogether. Well, my old man never liked bullies, and to the complete horror of my mom, took the keys out of the ignition and threw the keys on top of the dash, pointed at the tank, then the vacant space in the road, then folded his hands and sat in the car. Now you can imagine my mom's meltdown at his actions, and the tank crew are still edging their tank toward our car, refusing to go around. My old man just sat there, not saying a word, and staring down the crew. Eventually, after maybe 5 minutes, which felt like a hell of a lot longer, the tank finally drove around us, and the old man turned to us and said, "Those bastards push everyone around, not us." Then my mom went nuclear. She was not too pleased that he pulled crap like that with his own kids in the car. He was black and blue for months. At the time, all I could think of was, that was a rush. How cool my old man is. Thank you, guys. That from John. All right, I think we need to go back in time to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Dang. I slit the sheet daily. I like to sit on slitted sheets. If the sleet is not slit on the sheet,
I will not sit diagonally.
Three times fast.
I slit the sheet daily. I like to sit on slitted sheets, and the sheet is not slit on the sheet. I will not sit diagonally.
One.
I slit the sheet daily. I like to sit on slitted sheets, and the sheet is not slit on the sheet. I shall not sit diagonally.
Two.
I slit the sheet daily. I like to sit on sheets.
That took a lot of turns. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC. Yeah.
What a long night. Yeah, you think that drugs are hard to get during the COVID. We got a guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
He's awesome, man.
I don't know what that stuff was, but man, my nostrils are burning today. Either way, we stayed up late last night, coming up with some tongue twisters for Ted in Ted versus the FCC. Lo and behold, we come in here. There's an actual...
For some reason, I thought I won last week.
No.
I know the reason.
You don't
you
say
were wrong.
It like that, bro.
Okay, no. Yeah. But lo and behold, yes. A listener writes in, and this email came all the way from Japan.
All the way from Japan?
So it took weeks for us to get it, right?
Oh, too much so, yeah.
The Pacific Ocean. It says Ola Bacholas.
Hang on, what part of Japan?
Actually, in the Yokosuka detachment in the Navy.
So okay, good, good. Okay, right. Okay. That makes it all right.
I'm not sure I know where that is.
He's in Okinawa.
Okay.
I'm going to guess. He's in the Navy and he's over there.
Right. Says, bitches, you guys are awesome. I'm stationed overseas in Japan as a civilian Navy mechanic with the Shop 86 Yokosuka detachment. Myself and a couple dozen of my coworkers love your show and listen to it occasionally. Love that, man. I most of the time miss an episode.
But yeah.
Occasionally catch it. It's must see. Sometimes we miss some of our favorite portions of the show due to the time difference and other circumstances. Either way, if you are still playing the game Ted versus the FCC, please consider this as a submission. Thanks for the entertainment. That from Shop 86 Shipyard Sean. And his Ted versus the FCC, bless you, Ted, is simply entitled The Flashlight.
Okay.
Now, just so you know, if you were to slip on this word and say it in its entirety, then it would be technically clinical. I'm not sure if you're going to be able to figure this out or not. But if you use the shortened version of this word and happen to slip on it, we would then have to dump Ted.
That is correct.
So the Ted versus
kind of like country.
Yeah, the exact
right. Add the tree.
But the reverse of that. So if you only say the half of it, you're in trouble. Well, like that, I guess is right. Yeah, you're right. This one goes something like this.
I've done that.
Light clicks, it's lit. Click it, lit's lit. It's clip, clicked, it's lit, clipped, and clicked. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is one time through and then three times fast.
All right.
Okay.
All righty. Sorry, Ted. That's very much an inside joke. Yeah, all righty.
Yep. Okay. Do I have to yell the flashlight?
No,
you put it all caps?
No, no.
Like getting something from George Clinton, am I right?
Flashlight.
Very proud of that joke. All right. Light clicks, it's lit, click it, let's light, it's clip, clicked, it's lit, clipped, and clicked.
Three times fast.
Lights click, it's lit, click it, let's lit, it's clip, clicked, it's lit, clipped, and clicked.
One.
Lights click, it's lit, click it, lights lit, it's clip, clicked, it's lit. Clipped and clicked.
Two.
Lights click. It's lit.
Oh, so close.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Like I thought I had it. I thought you had it.
I brought the slide whistle in for the first time in 5 months.
Taurus.
I was so close.
In case we missed the dump.
I know. I heard the beginning of the slide whistle. Man. All right, well played, fellas.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Weekend is almost here. You can taste it. Grab a glass. We're going to drink and toast with a shot of the day coming up in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right. A man bought a $140,000 Porsche with a cashier's check that he printed from home.
Come on, man.
I didn't know those worked.
Right?
Yeah.
So he must have found some routing number that worked on the thing. He must have found the perfect combination, because you'd think when buying $140,000 worth of automobile, they're going to take a good hard look at that thing.
They didn't take the check into the bank till the next day.
Right.
So when they did that, then at that point in time, the guy was actually in a watch store, at a jewelry store, trying to buy like a $30,000 Rolex with the same thing.
Goodness gracious.
And then he got denied, and then he got popped, and they had him on the camera, and he had his ID and everything. They would not give him the Rolex until the check cleared. He said, no problem. So he went home, and they arrested him at home. He's like, yeah, I just printed them up on my printer.
It works.
Yeah, look at the porch outside. Isn't that cool? Scammed him.
Damn.
Dang, man. It says here, a fire broke out at the Coors distribution plant in Colorado.
Oh, no.
Not good.
Did they put it out? There's a lot of water.
They did with Rocky Mountain spring water.
That's right. The silver bullet train showed up with firemen, brah.
Distribution, so the brewery's fine.
Yeah, the brewery's
right. Yeah.
But all the beer that they made and put in that area caught on fire.
It's not okay.
You think it would put itself out, like cans popping.
Right? Yeah, shooting all across the room.
Right.
The average age of the vehicles on the road. What do you guys think the average ages of cars that are driving on the road today?
In the United States?
In the United States.
12 years old.
12 years old?
Yeah, I'd say 10.
10?
I'll say 11.
Steve, you win with 12.
That's 12. Is it 12?
It is 12. 12 years old.
They're building cars better now. I mean, you can easily go over 100,000 miles.
Exactly.
In my day, you could buy a car brand new, man, and you might not make it 40,000 miles.
Not to mention, we're kind of out of time where people are making things stretch as far as they can. So.
Absolutely.
Let's see here. The average household has 217 fights every year about doing the dishes.
Really?
I just do the dishes.
Yeah, say my house, man, it's... I mean, we fight about plenty of things, but dishes, like, they just get done.
Massive blowout in my place this morning.
It's huge.
Loaded up yourself.
Loaded the dishwasher, realized I was out of the little things to put in there.
No.
It's like, you stupid mother.
You know what I hate, man? I hate when it tells you you're low on the blue juice.
The blue juice?
Yeah, that blue juice that you stick in there.
You're not just using, like, the Tide Pod or the Cascade Pod?
I'm at the weird pod phase.
But you still got to put the blue juice in.
You know, what are you putting the blue juice in for? Like, you're
It has that extra shine.
Yeah, it's like when you turn on the wax thing at the car wash.
No. You just throw in a Cascade Pod.
Yeah, whatever
they're called. You need the blue juice.
That's what you do.
And by the way, those Cascade Pods, like, because we have it under the sink, and when you stick your hand in to grab, it feels like a bucket of eyeballs. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, Tide Pods, like, for laundry, they're a little firmer. I don't know what they do with these things in the dishwasher. It just feels very, very strange.
Well, the dishwasher ones are like gremlins. Don't get them wet.
You can also sterilize.
That is for sure,
man. You can also sterilize your combs in that blue juice. People don't know that.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're seriously adding blue juice.
I gotta put blue.
That's not the same blue juice.
It says you're low on blue juice. I know it's not, but it could be windshield wiper fluid. I only know a few times.
You already know what it is.
It's just Windex putting in there.
It's blue juice. Just put the blue juice in.
It's a scheme to get you to buy more, my brother. That's what it is.
It is. But the light comes on. Buy more blue juice.
A new study found that the more money you make, the better you sleep.
Hey, you don't say.
Oh, wow.
Man, oh, man.
I'm not worried when I go.
I'm just reading the story,
I'm not stressed.
A new study found that even a couple bad reviews could take down a restaurant.
On Yelp? Is that what that is?
Yes.
Or just anything in general? Well, good news, they're not open.
Right. A man caught his Uber Eats driver eating his Buffalo Wild Wings order.
All right. So this guy.
That's just wrong.
This guy, he gets out of the car. All right? The homeowner sees him pull up to the driveway.
Right.
The homeowner's out on the porch. As he's looking at the guy has his box of chicken tenders open. He has his hand in there, and he's eating them when he's walking. He's folding the box up.
He's
when he
walking
walks up, the
up to the guy eating.
He's got his sauce all over his fingers in his shirt at this point. He says, sorry, man, I was hungry. That's what he told the homeowner.
I believe you, but that does not resolve this.
Right. I'm stuck in between. If I ordered the wings, I'd be pissed. Also, I respect the urge of the wing, and this guy just saying the hell with it.
Listen, I understand both sides of this. Again, right, if I'm the homeowner, I'm very angry. The Uber Eats driver, well, this is why I would not drive for Uber Eats, because there's no doubt I'm eating your chicken.
Why are we defending this guy? He's stealing food at this point.
The problem was it was like specifically like a 9-piece, right? He's got like 4. Like he has
right.
half of them.
Guess what? All those 9 are for me.
It wasn't
get your
like
hands out of my doggone food.
He admitted eating half of the order.
I'm not defending him in a similar. Like, look, I don't defend people that break into people's homes, but I know you have a lock on your door, right?
Sure.
And if someone walked into your house and you said, man, I didn't lock the door, it's not that. People would think, well, why the hell didn't you lock the door? Right? I mean, I get porch pirates. I don't like it. I've had crap stolen from me, but like you leave a package directly outside. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. I'm not defending him, but it's like you're smelling these chicken wings, man.
I kind of just respect, though, he didn't go like the corporate route or anything. He just said, yeah, I ate them. He didn't come up with some BS excuse. He was like, I smelt them. They smell delicious. But look, he didn't use the dude's ranch.
Okay.
So. You don't know that.
You know what?
I don't know why you're defending this guy, Ted. I got it. Moving on.
Mainly because I'm hungry.
Same, but I'm not going to eat somebody else's chicken wings.
I'd eat your chicken wings.
I know you would. Damn it. That's why I don't get chicken wings around here. A new survey asked people to name the factors that make a great party. You guys know how the drill works. Factors to make a great party. Let me know what you guys think is the top, and I will see how far up the list you go.
If I know it's going to be epic, then that means they went all out and got a keg.
Got a keg? Okay. Factors to a great party.
Enough booze.
Enough booze. Mr. Hill.
I'm with them. It's all about the booze to me.
Okay.
A good variety of booze as well. So not just like we... See,
right.
The only downside of a keg of beer is that it's just the one beer. And maybe it's a delicious beer.
Right,
it's
sure.
No big deal. But sometimes if you go to cans or bottles, like you have that mix where there's like 7 or 8 different beers.
Sure.
And there's plenty of each.
The keg does say, though, we are not running out of beer tonight.
More than likely,
you're not going to kill that keg unless, you know, you can't have 30 people at your house right now, so it's not going to happen.
I'd also say music, either a proper playlist or a live band.
Okay,
Good food.
We have 8 here for the main factors that make a great party. Number 8 is timing.
So it can't be on a Tuesday night.
Exactly. It's a Friday night. It's 7 o'clock at night. You know it.
Weather's good, whatever.
Factors that make a great party. Number 7, the guest list.
Well, yeah. Sure, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there any bad bitches on the list?
Can I bring my buddy Craig? No, you can't. Remember what he did last time.
Yeah, Craig creeps everybody out.
Right. Factors that make...
And he double dips.
Factors that make a great party. Number 6, decor. I'm surprised it's as high up on that list as it is, but 37%
of
people.
This is not fashionable enough for me to drink.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on.
Right, no, but I mean, if you go to a holiday party, you better put up some decorations.
Oh, you
okay,
didn't?
I mean, yes, if you're thinking holiday party. My mind
well, Halloween
is,
party.
Okay, fine.
These are the factors that make a great party.
Wait a minute. I know your home. I've had 4th of July. There's like 4th of July colored food.
No, not food, but you can count on my napkins letting me know the holiday, birthday. My kids were wiping their mouths on, like, Merry Christmas napkins as recently as June. And what was the other one we had that I'm like, we need to get... I think it was Halloween napkins, but again, this is not like April.
Sure.
But the only napkins that I could find in the house had pumpkins and all this crap.
I ran out the other day and had to use Thanksgiving napkins that have just been up in a cabinet for I don't know how long.
Little tiny ones?
Yeah.
The square ones?
That's exactly...
They suck.
I got a house full of them.
Like, you need a cocktail napkin in third Thanksgiving, too. You know what I mean? Like, I need the biggest damn napkin you got. I need, like, a 12x12, or it's Thanksgiving.
These are the factors that make a great party. Number 5, the space.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good
call. It's not too crowded. You can get some elbow room in there. Number 4, location.
Sure.
You know, if I'm dragging all you guys up here from Seattle all the way down to Enumclaw to go have a party, it's probably not the best of ideas.
You better have great decor.
You bet.
Half of us won't be there.
These are the factors that make a great party. Number 3, the food.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Major problem. 54% of people said it's got to have the right food.
If you want a safe bet, I have 2 pieces of advice. Either grill something or get a 6-foot sub.
Not a bad call.
Party sub.
Number 2 on the factors that make a great party, Music.
Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. It's got to have the right tunes on there. And the number one factor that makes a great party with 59% of the vote.
I'm there.
Drinks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
We've already said it. It needs drinks. Let's get back to good news stories. Giant owl chicks that were laid in a man's planter in Belgium have hatched, and now the babies watch TV with him.
It's insane.
Wait,
they're
what?
Huge. The pictures of these birds.
Wait, he's watching TV with owls?
They're sitting outside. They were born in a planter, so like the mother owl's behind them like in a tree, right? And she watches over them. But they just keep getting bigger, but he's talking to them, and he goes up to the glass all the time, and they're interested in him. However, when he turns on the TV, they just sit there, all three of them, and watch TV with him. So he talks to him, watches TV. The mom's in the back the entire time. However, these things have gotten so big so quick that now they're almost fully grown. They're huge.
It's insane.
Their wingspan is 5 feet.
Jesus.
They are the largest owl on the planet. So when we say they're big owls, owls are big already, but when you think of how big one could be.
A big owl.
This is like a big owl. Roll over. Pull on Skinamax, man. What are you watching? No wonder they're so
enamored. I want to fertilize some eggs.
I don't know, man. That's kind of spooky looking.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, sure.
They got these giant yellow eyes.
That's good Halloween decor.
They're watching his TV.
And they still got that baby bird fuzz on them, too.
Just checking it out.
Two hikers in England thought that they were being followed and turned around to find dozens of ducks following them.
They were being followed.
That's crazy.
That is a little weird.
Good call.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
You're right. They were being followed. Now, they thought humans, but in fact...
Mm-hmm. A stranger took pictures of a couple getting married on the Brooklyn Bridge and then tracked them down on social media.
That's creepy.
Yeah, I mean, initially, like, thank you, weird.
I got a great shot because I'm a photographer.
It was the person doing the ceremony and then the couple. So he literally got the only photo of them.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
that's why he tracked him down. He's like, hey, yo, but you on the bridge.
$1,000 for these two pictures. I got the original.
She's hot.
A man in Florida was arrested for exposure, but he has a good reason.
What was that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. Finally, Mike, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.